This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The U.S. Congress took a big step toward avoiding a partial federal government shutdown Thursday when the Senate passed a bill to keep the government funded through December 3rd. The Senate approved the short-term funding bill by a 65-35 vote. The House is expected to follow suit shortly. The votes will help avert one crisis, but only delay another as the political parties dig in on a dispute over how to raise the government's borrowing cap before the United States risks a potentially catastrophic default. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has said if the debt limit is not raised by October 18th, the United States probably will face a financial crisis and economic recession. The work to keep the government open and running served as the backdrop during a chaotic day for Democrats as they struggled to get President Joe Biden's top domestic priorities over the finish line, including a bipartisan $1 trillion infrastructure bill that's at risk of stalling in the House. Ethiopia's Ministry of Foreign Affairs said Thursday it is expelling seven senior UN officials 2 days after the UN aid chief warned hundreds of thousands of people in the northern region of Tigray were likely experiencing famine due to a government blockade of aid. Five of the seven people being expelled worked for the OCHA, a sixth works for UNICEF, and the seventh works for the Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights. A statement from UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said he was shocked by the expulsions and added that the UN is now engaging with the government of Ethiopia in the expectation that the concerned UN staff would be allowed to continue their important work. The move comes amid increasing international criticism over conditions in Tigray and as all parties to fighting in northern Ethiopia face the possibility of sanctions. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization said Thursday that just 15 of Africa's 54 countries have reached its target of fully vaccinating 10% of their population against COVID-19 by the end of September. WHO Africa's Program Area Manager for Immunization and Vaccine Development, Dr. Richard Mahigo, also said that half of African countries have inoculated only 2% or less of their people.
Unfortunately, 70% of African countries have missed this important milestone to protect their most vulnerable, with half of the 52 countries with COVID vaccination program in Africa have inoculated less than 2% of their population.
African countries have received more than 200 million vaccine doses so far and have administered more than 70% of them. Just 4% of Africa's population of 1.3 billion people has been fully vaccinated against COVID-19. Public trust in the top U.S. science agencies for vaccine information is relatively high. We get more from AP's Mike Hempen.
The survey on the president's plan to require most workers to get either vaccinated or regularly tested for COVID-19 shows a strong political divide. About three-fourths of Democrats, but only one-fourth of Republicans approve. Overall, 51% say they agree with the requirement, while 34% oppose it. The details of how the mandate will work are still being worked out by the Occupational Safety and Health Administration. I'm Mike Hempen.
Climate change is making it harder for people to chase fall foliage in the United States. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Heat waves and droughts have caused leaves to turn brown and wither before they can reach peak color.
The tree is sort of expressing like what the summer has done to it.
Arborist Michael Sundberg says traditional leaf peepers in the fall have less leaves for peeping.
You're seeing a lot of like browning on the edges of the leaves, which, you know, we call leaf scorch.
That happened after a severe heat wave in Oregon. In northern Maine, peak conditions typically arrive right about now. Forest rangers report less than 70% color change.
The color itself could be duller, especially because you have a leaf that now has damage on it instead of just an unscathed, happy leaf.
Sundberg says climate change can be bad for fall foliage, but it goes beyond that.
Those trees were also helping with, you know, preventing floods and things like that, too. So it's all kind of connected in a very domino effect kind of way.
Sundberg says it's been a few years since there's been a really good leaf year. I'm Ed Donahue.
Visit voanews.com for more reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. VOA News.